Hey, Strongpreneur Nation, thanks for pushing play today and joining me on today's solo cast. Listen, every day there are entrepreneurs that are taking their ideas, they're starting businesses, and they're trying to get things done. Problem is so many of these entrepreneurs get bogged down because they're doing things that don't need to be done instead of actually starting and launching the business that they have an idea for. So today I just want to share a few thoughts of some things that I think that will help you to launch that business, to make sure that your business actually starts, okay, instead of it just rolling around as an idea in your head. So the first thing, here we go. Number one is do the bare minimum needed. Okay, you need basically a problem to solve. You need to register for anything required by law, and then you need a bank account. Okay, you don't need a website yet. You don't need a business card. You don't need a company truck or yard signs or anything yet. What you need is a customer who has a problem, a potential customer who has a problem, and you go and you solve that problem. And when you do that, they're gonna give you money and now you have a business, okay? So don't overcomplicate this thing. Remember, you don't need all the many of the things that you think you need. Just find a problem, solve that problem, and what's cool is they're gonna let other people know. All right, that goes to number two, which obviously is you have to get a customer. You wanna start a business, launch your business, you need to have a customer. So once you've identified that you have a solution for the problem that people have, remember, it doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean jack if you don't have a paying client. So find the client, help the client collect some money. All right. So then you're going to have a business. And remember, they're not going to care that your website isn't done or that you don't have the business card. They don't care if you're quote unquote professional in most cases. The only thing they care about in most cases is that their problem is gone and they have the results that they want. Okay. This is especially true for coaches and consultants, personal trainers, people like that. Listen, people want to lose weight. They want to get more leads for their business. They want advice on how to, you know, make more profit in their business. Whatever those needs are, meet those needs. Nobody gives a crap if you have a lot of other things in place. And the third thing that I'm going to wrap up with today is serve your customer like they're the king. Okay, helping them is great, and so is taking their money. Okay, because you need the money, you want the money, and they should give you money for meeting the need and all that stuff. But ask yourself, how can I serve them in ways that our competitors won't? Okay, when you make the experience something that they're going to measure all future businesses by, then you really got something. So make a commitment to be different, to stand out. Okay, maybe you give them a gift even if they don't hire you or something like that. Okay, whatever it is, stand out, be different, do the opposite of others in your industry. Okay, everyone has ideas, not everyone can implement. So start fast out of the gate, meet a need, get paid, and then love up on them and repeat and tweak as you go. And until next time, we'll see you later on the Strongpreneur Nation podcast.